You're listening to a Big Finish production.
We'll need our wits about us. This is dangerous space we'll be traveling through.
More dangerous than the man piloting the ship?
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
You shot Elia in cold blood.
She killed Cricket. She'd have killed you. You're welcome.
But why not let her kill me? What do you need me for now? You've got your ship back. Why not take my money and run?
Call it honor among villains.
Am I a villain?
Oh, you tell me, Mr. Sita.
I beg your pardon.
Let's drop the stage name now, shall we? Master.
Who you were. And you are a thief. You've been siphoning off the engine fuel. You reek of it. One stray spark and you take off like a rocket.
Liars! They're all liars! I ain't never not stolen nothing from no one!
How did you get aboard my ship?
I was kidnapped.
And this is how you show your gratitude? By stealing?
I ain't never thieved nobody. I'd rather die!
Right. Well, if you insist. There's a chrono storm raging in the Cimmerian cluster, bound to be casualties. Plot a course, 0.25 towards the Sophia Peninsula.
Towards Sophia?
Is that a rhetorical question, or are you suddenly incompetent?
A course towards the Sophia Peninsula would take us directly into the Cimmerian cluster.
Why are you telling me things I already know?
That would put us in the path of the storm.
Again, not news. Do you have a point, or am I going to have to kill you?
My point?
Go on.
is that the Veritas, whilst it is a ship with a great deal of character...
It is a formidable ship.
Well, I'm not sure it could withstand a chronostorm.
And your concern is?
We might die.
We won't.
Well...
Well, I say we... Never doubt me.
That's what I say, and I'm anyone's for a decent buck.
Whoa! What's that?
Fire down on K-Deck. One of us will have to go down there and check the vacuum seals are intact. And when I say one of us...
All right, I'm going. And if you could try to hold us steady, I'd appreciate it.
Grow some space legs and take a comms unit. Hey, keep in touch.
I can see smoke coming from the hold. No flames, but it's definitely getting warmer.
The vacuum seal must be broken. You'll need to fix it to stop the spread of the fire.
Steady? Yeah, I see it. It's stuck. When was the last time you serviced this thing?
Hey, don't blame me. Blame the Redemption Guild. She was in tip-top condition before they got their hands on her.
Captain? What happened then? Morsky, now would be a really inconvenient time for you to die. Right, let's do this the old-fashioned way.
Master?
Oh, God, you're not dead!
Just a power surge.
Is there any sort of toolkit down here? I need to get the panel off the... Oh, never mind. Your ship's falling apart, Morsky.
Yeah? Well, I'd still rather she didn't burn, especially not whilst I'm flying her. Now, how's that seal coming?
Almost. Smoke's getting thicker. Fire's getting closer. Oh, there. Sealing the vacuum door now.
Great! Now get back up here and help me get us through this thing!
On my way!
Oh! Hurry!
What the...
What is it?
That vacuum door I just sealed. Someone's knocking on it.
Say that again!
There's somebody at the door!
There can't be!
Shall I tell whoever it is that we're not home?
Don't open it!
Whoever or whatever is back there is about to be engulfed in a fireball if I don't open the door.
And you might be barbecued if you do!
You're very sweet of you to care.
Oh, I don't. But if you open that door, it's goodbye, K-Deck.
Just how attached are you to K-Deck? Because to be honest, I've been underwhelmed so far.
Do not open that door! You don't know what's behind it!
And I do so hate not knowing!
Save it, Fox!
With me! Run! Sorry, Morsky! You move! Oh, goodbye, K-Deck.
Thanks.
What's going on down there? The crisis indicators are flashing.
Oh, that's better.
What do you do that for? Your friend sounded worried.
He's not my friend. I don't have any friends.
Well, you definitely have got one. You just saved my life.
Was it worth saving? Who are you?
Cracking Chronostorm. I haven't flown through one of these for a while.
Who are you?
Des Dorada. Dorada for short. Dodds for shorter.
And what are you?
Whatever you want me to be.
Don't be cute.
I'm not. Your wish is my command. Gun for hire. That's me.
An assassin. Interesting.
It has its moments, that's for sure.
And what are you doing on this ship, Dorada?
Looking for you. Master.
Come on, Morsky. Hold her firm, and you're on the other side of this. Come on. We did it. Well, I did it. I'm not quite sure how I did it. But I did it! Oh, sorry, girl, you're right. We did it. All right, let's see. K-Deck's gone, but fire seems to be contained. Good. Superficial damage on the port side keel, but other than that, I think we got away with it. Well, thanks to the so-called Lord of Time, Lord of Mine. Now what? Captain Morsky, on board the transportation ship Dam Daniel, who am I speaking to?
Hello, Captain Morsky. This is the Scaramancer, speaking to you from the pirate ship Veritas.
Oh, what do you want?
Everything.
The Dom Daniel has been addressed as per the rules of engagement and has been given warning to surrender. She has one more minute in which to respond, or we will board and commandeer. We will take no prisoners unless they submit immediately to the Veritas. If not, they are to be dealt with swiftly and fatally. No exceptions. All plunder is to be delivered to the quartermaster immediately upon return to the Veritas on pain of death. No request for parley will be granted. Be ruthless. Be merciless or die. Hold your nerve in the face of hard opposition. Summon up your steel, your rage, your fury. Be bold in action and do not pale before their indignation, for we have all felt the insidious sting of humiliation. No more. If doubt whispers in your ear, be deaf to it. If the chill fingers of fear run down your spine, take hold and crush them. If you, for one moment, forget your loyalties to the Scaramancer and her legion, use your own weapon against yourself and do not darken my ship more. We who lost everything will take it all back or die in the attempt.
You've been following me.
Not you. Well, not at first. I was trailing your two shady time agent pals.
Oh, hardly pals. Why do you keep referring to people like that? Hasn't life experience taught you otherwise?
Anyway, they led me to you.
And what exactly do you want with me? Not a bounty, I assume, or I'd be dead already.
I want what you want. Or rather, I want where you want. I need passage to the Lehar system.
Why?
Because somebody is paying me to go there.
You sound like Morsky.
Yeah, cut from the same cloth, me and him.
Indeed.
Systems breach. Security deadbolts have been broken.
What is that? What, does that mean me? Get Morsky back on that comms thing.
Morsky? Captain, are you there?
Systems breach. Security deadbolts have been broken.
Security deadbolts have been broken.
Captain? Captain Morsky, are you there?
Damn! No, I popped to the Doolittle Nebula for the weekend. There's a carnival on. Where the hell are you? Can you not hear their alarm?
Yeah, it's all right. Oh. I think I found the security breach. That banging on the door. We've got ourselves a stowaway.
Systems breach. Security deadbolts have been broken.
That siren's not because of a stowaway, you idiot. We're being boarded. There are pirates teleporting in all over the ship.
Systems breach. Security deadbolts have been broken.
Pirates!
Yes, that's what it sounded like.
No, pirates!
Yeah. Ah!
Surrender or die.
Nice saber. I've been looking for one like that. Where did you get it?
I took it from the frozen hand of a war child.
Nice. And you are?
You don't recognize me.
No, should I?
I am the Scaramancer. Surrender or die.
Are those the only options? Because I'm a Time Lord and we're not terribly good at either.
Oh, dear. Time Lord.
Yes?
No surrender will be necessary.
Excellent.
Oh, no.
It'll be my honor to kill you.
Systems breach. Security deadbolts have been broken.
Bring up the audio-visual on the main deck. Oh, no! Bring up audio-visual across the entire ship!
Systems breach. Security deadbolts have been broken.
Yeah, thanks, I got it. Master! There are dozens of them! They think the ship is crewed. Master! Oh! Damn it, man, not now! If you can hear this, I'm in the flight deck and the deadlock is on. I'll keep us on course for the Layar system as long as the door holds out. Oh. Find yourself somewhere to hide.
Oh, there's no way to find a way out of this.
Put the saber down, Scaramancer. My friend here has a staser trained on you.
Oh, suddenly you've got friends.
I know you.
I'm afraid I don't remember having the pleasure.
You chose the wrong side in this war.
I choose no side. I follow the money.
That is worse. At least the Daleks have principles.
Oh, I like you.
The feeling is not mutual.
You know, this ship is empty. It's not transporting anything. There are no spoils here. You're wasting your time.
This is the Domdanion. It's a known smuggling vessel.
Well, the only thing it's smuggling right now is me. Kill us, if you will, but it will be for nothing.
The death of a Time Lord is hardly nothing. But you're right. You are the spoils of this ship. You are its treasure. You, however, Desdorada, are surplus to requirements.
No!
Die!
Hey, wait!
What are you doing?
You two have weapons? Well, I've got an inferno. Reverse your teleport, Scaramancer, and get off this ship.
Oh.
There's a fire waiting behind this door, and it's hungry for fuel. If you open this door, you'll be swallowed by flames before you can swing that saber one last time.
You're lying.
And look at Dorada's face. I'm not. It was a lightning strike from the Chrono Storm. And don't you think it's warm in here?
Then you'll die too.
Sunburned to a Time Lord. You, however... In here. It's some sort of strong room. It should give us a minute.
I thought you were actually going to incinerate us.
I am full of surprises. How did she know me, I wonder?
How should I know?
She recognized me from somewhere specific. And what did she mean by the wrong side in the war?
Do you really not know?
I'm not sure anybody knows anymore. But the Scaramancer seemed quite certain that you were on the wrong one because you were with me. Why?
You haven't heard of her. You don't know why her face is all dancing flames.
Enlighten me.
She escaped the siege of Sarakazar.
Sarakazar? Was it as terrible as they say?
Those who say it was terrible were not there. Those who were there cannot say how terrible it was. The siege of Sarakazar, a great Dalek victory. Skaro and Gallifrey tore the city apart in a great and terrible tug of temporal war. The entire population was annihilated overnight. Those who escaped the bombs and bullets were poisoned by pulse energy.
wonderful night, boys, isn't it?
Please!
No, don't mind me. I'm just enjoying the view. They said it was spectacular, and my word, they were not wrong.
Spectacular?
Destruction can be so much more thrilling than creation, don't you think?
My city is burning.
Yeah, and it's doing it beautifully. Look at the colours. The purple flames licking at the lilac skies. The smoke, the greens and blues, like a rainbow on fire. Like the breath of the Scaramancer dragon, roaring kaleidoscopic flames of fury before a kill.
This isn't beautiful. People are dying. Why? What did we ever do to you?
Oh, you really mustn't take it personally. Sarakazar offers a direct access route to the 15 hidden galaxies. Huge strategic importance. It looks like the Daleks have won this one, though.
This is a game to you.
It's nothing to me. I'm just here for the spectacle.
What if you could help?
Help?
You sent metal armies into our homes and tore my friends, my family, limb from limb.
No, that wouldn't have been us. That sounds more like the other side.
My sister and I hid, but we heard our parents. We heard my father. I don't know what they did to him.
I could hazard a guess if you'd like.
Can you take us away, as prisoners, if you like, but away from here, in your ship. My sister is hiding at the bottom of the hill. I came up to see if I could see... I don't know. Please take us away from here.
I'll take you.
Oh, thank you.
Just you.
What?
I'm leaving now. The valley's about to be buried under a pulse wave. Show's over.
Let me just get my sister. Oh, God.
Pulse wave? Told you.
I can't leave my sister.
How noble.
Your ship, it teleports, right? We can get my sister and go. It will hardly take any time at all.
My dear, it's a simple choice. You can come with me now as my prisoner, or you can go back to your sister and almost certainly die. Fun little psychological experiment, head or heart. The logical thing to do would be to come with me.
But my sister...
will die, yes. But if you stay, you'll both die. She'd want you to leave her.
But we don't have to. You could save us both.
I could. But I'm not going to.
Rumor has it she left her sister to die and flew away with a Time Lord. The guilt made her hard, cynical. She covered her face in flames as a constant reminder to herself and the world that she let her sister burn. Oh, my... It was you. That's where she recognised you from. You're the Time Lord that rescued her from Sarakazar.
I don't know. It hasn't happened to me yet. The pirates that she travels with, all refugees from Sarakazar?
For the most part, yes. She seeks them out.
Then they were all subjected to the same pulse energy during the siege.
I don't know. I don't know much about temporal weapons.
I do. I have an idea.
Silence! Anything? You. Speak. I promise not to kill you. What did you find?
Nothing. The captain was telling the truth.
Where's Captain Morsky?
Hold up in the flight deck. Says he's giving someone a ride to Leha, that's all. There's no cargo on board.
Not true.
We searched the ship, Scaramancer. It's empty.
Not quite. I found something of value. The Time Lord, who calls himself the Master.
Yes, the Master!
The Time Lord!
Come on. This better be good.
Can you tell where the pirates are right now?
The cargo hold.
All of them?
Looks like it, yeah.
And the Scaramancer, the one with the red and gold scars? She's the leader.
She's with them. I've lost audio, but it looks like she's addressing them. They must know by now that we're not carrying any cargo. It'll be the ship itself they want. I don't think we'll make it to the Lehar system before the flight deck door gives way. Then I'm afraid it's all over bar the dying. Unless we're lucky enough to be taken prisoner.
What do you know of the siege of Sarakazar?
I know she escaped it. So did most of her crew.
You're right. Now, listen carefully, Mosky. I'm going to explain the principles of pulse energy to you. And then we're going to capture ourselves a pirate.
We outnumber them many times over. We take the flight deck, we take the ship, we take the ship, we take the Time Lord.
Yeah, this is Captain Morsky. I have a message for the Scaramancer from the Time Lord.
Quiet.
He wishes to open parley with you.
I don't parley with Time Lords. Surrender or die.
Surrender or die!
He says that if you hear what he has to say, he'll surrender himself to you on the condition that you let myself and Dorada retain the ship. Send your crew back to the Veritas, and he'll come to you.
Very well. Return to the Veritas. Make the dark chamber ready. I'll kill him slowly, over and over, until he longs to run out of regenerations. Go! I'll recall you if I need you. I know you're watching me! See? They've gone! Tell the Time Lord I'm ready for him!
Tell him yourself.
All right. All right, Dorada! Ready?
Ready!
Here goes nothing. Pull the power! Now!
What happened to the lights?
It's not just the lights, by the sound of it. That was the power supply to the entire ship.
This is some sort of trick.
Yeah, just a little scientific experiment, that's all. Five.
Stand still.
Now, that's not very sporting. You know that I'm unarmed. Four. A lesser-known fact about the Time Lords for you. Excellent residual vision in sudden darkness. I can see you better than you can see me. Three.
I can't see you at all, but luckily for me, you don't shut up.
Missed. Two.
Two what?
One.
That's better. Just as I thought, you're paralyzed, for the moment at least. Which means you won't be able to speak either.
Hang on.
Now, I'm going to put my hands on your head. I need to know what's in it. Please try to relax.
What are you doing?
I'm reading your mind. Well, not your mind exactly, just your psychic residue. I can't see anything you wouldn't willingly share.
I see. Why can't I move?
Oh, that'll be the pulse energy from Sarakazar.
I don't understand.
The fallout from the battle.
That wasn't a battle. It was genocide. You should know.
Yes, I do. My point is that the exposure to the pulse waves made you susceptible to power surges. Your atoms and molecules need to recalibrate. Hence, you're temporarily paralyzed.
My crew will come for me.
Oh, your crew are all refugees from Sarakazar. They have the same vulnerability. We can defeat them simply by turning the power on and off.
It worked! I can't believe that worked!
Want me to do the honors?
Don't! She's more useful to us alive.
I don't understand.
we've got the chance to rid the star system of one of the most notorious interplanetary cutthroats, and we're not taking it? Why?
I can use her.
She won't cooperate with you. The woman hates you.
Yes, well, I'm sure she has her reasons. What are you doing?
When the power came back on, everything reset to default. I'm just replotting the course to the Layar system, unless you've not had enough near-death excitement for one day.
No, I need to get to Layar. We can't be far off now, surely.
As long as we don't encounter any more disturbances, Chronostorms, pirates, or otherwise.
Is this working?
Yeah, hold on. Try that. And who do you want to contact?
The Veritas. Do them the courtesy of letting them know we are keeping the Scaramanza.
Hey! Don't you dare! You bring the entire Veritas crew back here! I'm not turning the Don Daniel on and off again. It's not good for
her. Relax! I'm just going to warn them. Let them know that we know their weakness. And then we'll be letting the entire star system in on the secret. They won't be able to do much commandeering once everyone knows that a simple power surge can literally stop them in their tracks. This is the transport vessel, the Dom Daniel. Who am I speaking with?
This is the Veritas, ship of the Scaramancer. What do you want?
Veritas! Bad news, I'm afraid.
Don't make any sudden movements. We lay you down so that you wouldn't fall over. No need to thank us. Oh, well done. I didn't think you'd manage to sit up so soon. You must have phenomenal abdominals.
Shut up.
Try opening and closing your mouth really wide a few times. Should loosen your jaw. Oh, we removed your teleport, if that's what you're looking for.
My saber.
I won your sword. Morsky and I tossed for it.
Where is the master?
The who?
Don't play the innocent. Your Time Lord friend.
You know him from Sarakasar, right? He rescued you.
Is that what he told you?
It's what I told him. According to him, that whole siege is in his future.
I wish it were in mine.
Brace yourself. We're about to enter the Layar system. Hey, which particular planet was it you wanted again?
Nasrond.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it? Right then. Planet of the Corpses, it is.
Planet of the Corpses?
Yeah, it makes Scarrow look touristy.
I wonder what he's doing out there.
Who?
The reason I'm dragging us both to the Planet of the Corpses.
Bring up audio-visual on the cargo hold. Oh, damn. Still no audio. At least we can keep an eye on Dorado and the Scaramancer. I'm not sure I trust either of them as far as I could spit them. What does Dorado want in the Layar system anyway, did she say?
Yeah, we never got that far. We were rudely interrupted by an attack on the ship.
Ah, how far did she get? Last time I saw her, she was selling stolen Cadulous stone rings, fingers still attached.
She's been chasing time agents.
Oh, well, that never ends well. She can owe me for this, if we make it out of Nastrand alive.
He made you leave your sister to die?
No. I chose to.
Oh, that was no choice at all. He's a monster.
I keep replaying that night over and over, but I can't make it end any other way. I wish I'd died with her. And I'm glad she can't see me now.
Hey, we've all got to make a living, right?
I only kill those who cheat me or steal from me. I only kill those who would kill me.
You don't have to convince me.
I look after them. I gave them refuge and shelter. I stole the Veritas and searched for them, the survivors of Sarakasar. I thought I might find... But I never did. They're my family now. But I made them hard.
You do what you have to survive, right? You don't have to tell me.
Don't trust him. The Master.
I don't. The time agents that I was following have sent him to kill another Time Lord. A good one.
There are no good Time Lords.
There are. At least there is one. He's called the Doctor.
A Time Lord is a Time Lord is a Time Lord.
Not this one. He's a rebel. He hates the Time War. He's working against it, and I'm helping. For a fee.
Helping how? What is that?
Some sort of component that activates a cognition shift.
What's a cognition shift?
No idea. But the Doctor says it could end the war.
That tiny piece of metal. I doubt it.
No, no, not this. But the thing it activates.
The cognition shift?
Exactly.
I hope you're right. But I doubt it. What makes you so sure you can trust this... What did you call him?
The Doctor. He's kind.
Kind? A Time Lord.
He's exiled himself to Nastrond in the Lehar system, and he's building a resistance from there.
Nastrond is a place of death. It's ravaged by sickness and famine.
He's helping people. He's given them refuge and protection, medicine, food. You'll see for yourself when we get there.
Why couldn't it have been him on Sarakazar that night, then?
I'm sorry for what happened to you and your family.
Thank you.
So, will you help me?
Help you?
Stop the Master.
What are they talking about?
Well, can't you lip read?
Not through the back of their heads, no. I think I might pop back down there and find out.
Hey, don't you dare! I'm not flying through the Lehar system single-handedly. I need you on artillery duty.
This is a transport ship. It doesn't have any artillery.
You really think I'd have agreed to fly through the most treacherous star system in the galaxy without any? This ship has been modified within an inch of its life. Engage weapon systems.
Weapon systems engaged.
I need your finger on the trigger. We're flying through sniper space now. There's an awful lot of everything gonna try to bring us down. Storm will start to seem like a gentle space breeze compared to this.
You've flown through here before?
Yeah, once or twice. Not to Nastrond, though. Hey, nobody goes to Nastrond. Not twice, anyway.
First time for everything, then. Why do they call it Planet of the Corpses?
It's a burial planet, a dumping ground for the nearly dead.
Nearly dead?
Yeah, there was an outbreak of Lazarus fever in the nearby colonies. Nasty disease.
Rot you from the outside in.
Yeah, but so slowly that you start to look like you've been buried for months. Long before you actually die.
Walking corpses.
Mm-hmm. Takes a long time to die from Lazarus disease. Someone somewhere got the idea that you know, out of sight, out of mind. Started shipping them out to Nastrond. You'll see when we get there.
It would be easier to trust you if you didn't have a taser pointed at my head.
Sorry, force of habit.
You're a paid assassin.
A girl's got to eat.
And this Doctor, he's paying you to kill the Master.
No, I told you. It's other way round. The Master is on his way to Nastrond to take out the Doctor. The Doctor is paying me to bring him the cognition shift component.
That tiny piece of metal that's going to end the war?
Right. Are you okay?
Untie my hands if we crash!
All right, but I'm keeping hold of your saber for the time being. Someone's firing on us.
Could be anybody in these parts. Give me my weapon!
Yeah, I would if the last time you had that laser in your hand, you hadn't been trying to disintegrate me with it.
We're on the same side now.
Are we?
Yes, so don't make me kill you.
Somebody is certainly trying to... What are you doing?
saber back.
Put the saber down or I'll shoot.
Not twice, you won't. Now, surrender or die.
Incoming! Whoa! What was that?
A Hellion Shock. Hybrid weapon, part machine, part hell fiend. They bite.
Well, shoot it!
Fence, but your guns won't touch the sides of that thing. It'll swallow them like biscuits, but it's slower than we are. Hard to starboard. Now! See? Lost it! Hey, watch out for the scythe swarm.
They're not interested in us. Parasites. We could fly through them. Actually, we could use them as cover.
Through them? You can't fly through them.
Done yet? Triton Mindstead ahead. Dropping gravity arch.
Wait for the first fire.
I know, I know. Steady. Steady. Here it comes.
Now!
Hold on to your breakfast!
And there's Lestrond!
Bringing the D'Artagnan into land. Well, we have touchdown. Welcome to the Corpse Planet.
Morsky, refresh visual on the cargo hold.
There is no refresh. It's still playing live. Why?
Because Durandir and the Scaramancer have gone. That noise outside.
Oh, that would be the sound of the nearly dead.
Oh, of course. Sorry I asked.
And hello again, Master.
Where are they?
Well, I found one of them.
Huh? What are you ta... Oh, Scaramancer. You let him go.
One move that I don't like and it's good night.
Just when I thought we were becoming friends.
You see? I said we should have killed her when we had the chance. More use to us alive, he says. Yeah, well, good luck with that now.
Quiet!
What have you done with Dorada?
Dorada's gone.
When you say gone...
Oh, they don't call it the Corpse Planet for nothing, do they? Of course, what they don't tell you in assassin school is that it's impossible to kill a corpse. Luckily, it is possible to shoot your way through them. See you later, deadbeats.
I said you couldn't trust her as far as you could spit.
It isn't funny.
Something the matter, Master?
You don't understand. She'll be pulled to pieces out there.
Don't you underestimate Dorada. Oh, she can take care of herself.
And it's not as though she hasn't been here before.
What makes you say that? Where is she going?
Oh, easy there. She's got a gun.
But don't worry. I'm not going to kill him until I've told him everything.
Told me everything about what?
Oh, this'll be good.
Tell me, Master, what do you know of a Time Lord called the Doctor?
Rather more than I'd like, if I'm being honest. What do you know of the Doctor? What does Dorada?
We know that he's the reason you came here.
In a manner of speaking.
He's the renegade Time Lord you've been chasing. Those Time Lord agents paid you to find him and kill him.
That's what she told you, is it?
The Doctor's been working on a cognition shift.
No. Oh, no.
Dorada has the catalytic compound.
She's taking it to the doctor. He's going to bring an end to your war.
It is not my war.
Touched a nerve, Master.
Stop calling me that. I am not who you think I am.
Oh, you're exactly who I think you are. How could I ever forget the last night of my life? The night I died and the Scaramancer was born. Don't you remember the night my city burned? Like a rainbow on fire, you said. Like the breath of the Scaramancer dragon, roaring kaleidoscopic flames of fury. Well, that's who I became. Because of you.
I don't remember, no.
It hasn't happened for him yet. He's a time traveler. It might be the past for you, but it's the future for him.
Something for you to look forward to then, Master.
For the last time, I am not the Master. I'm just wearing his face.
What?
You what?
The renegade I'm chasing is the Master. I am, in fact, the Doctor. I'd have thought that was obvious.
You have been listening to The War Master, Hearts of Darkness, The Scaramancer by Lisa McMullen. The Master was played by Derek Jacobi. Captain Morsky, Colin McFarlane. The Scaramancer, Luyando Onati Lewis Nyawo. Dorada, Sandra Huggett. Dom Daniel Computer, Alex Jordan. Scavenger, Amanda Shadeko. And First Mate, Henry Knott. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer, and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haygallery.
Hello, Scott here again, continuing our trip into the Lehar system with the lovely...
Oh, well, shall I go first?
You go ahead.
I'm just presuming I'm lovely.
Let's go ahead.
But we're both lovely.
You are both lovely.
I'm the lovely Sandra Huggett, and I'm playing Dorada.
And I'm Leandro Natty Lewis Niao, and I play the Scaramancer.
Not the easiest of rides, this journey into Leha. Yeah. What did you both make, first of all, when you asked to come in, but also when you started reading the script? Because it's full of ideas and bags of energy.
Yes, I mean, yeah. There's so much going on, isn't there? I had to read and reread and get my head around it all. There's all sorts of...
Just trying to figure out what the sort of storylines are and trying to keep, like, your backstory in check as well.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
So that you kind of know when to reveal things about people
yes.
and stuff as well.
There's lots of layers and secrets and deceit
and
going on.
A lot of fighting.
There's a lot of fighting, especially for us.
Do I jump a wall at some point? I feel like I jump a wall.
That's it. There's lots of ducking and dodging.
There's
and...
jumping and diving and bouncing off things.
I just want everyone to know that I actually cannot jump walls. I don't even run for the bus. So.
But what sort of, I mean, Sandra as well, your first day, but I think your first scene between the pair of you was a full-on sort of fight action or lurching as the spaceship rocked and everything.
There's so. Lurching and diving and oofing and takedown and... stabbing and pointing and jumping back and ducking and there was loads of things. It was great. It was fun.
It's a bit more, I guess, animation or sort of ADR rather than just straightforward radio job.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been great fun, though. I feel like I've had a workout. You don't need gym membership or anything, do you?
You're either hyperventilating or you're really working out.
Oh, I did hyperventilate, actually. I've hyperventilated twice today, actually. Yeah. It's quite fun.
You
nice
should say, we don't want you to pass out. But, you
know. I know. I think I did the first time, and then the second time I was kind of like, oh, God.
Okay. I'm over it now.
I just lean on the stool. I've got some water. Yeah. It's quite a nice feeling. I quite like it.
Yeah. And in terms of your characters, they're both quite cutthroat, but also there's those lovely shades of grey that you're, you know, quite sympathetic in some ways, but also quite ruthless in others. Mm. Has that been fun sort of getting under their skin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed that. I mean, the Scaramancer is a lunatic. I mean, a lunatic with lots of trauma.
You know, like, she's dealing with a lot of trauma. She hasn't worked out how to, like, you know, find self-love and self-care.
Oh, no, she has not.
You know, and she's projecting her past traumas onto other people.
She is. That's nice. That's kind.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. there's reasons for her lunacy. That's for sure.
I mean, there's reasons for her lunacy.
You know, we are justifying her lunacy.
But she should probably seek some therapy. There must be a therapist out there in the Leha system.
I think if she
I don't know, if your planet's died and you've had to choose to leave your sister behind, I don't think any therapist is going to be able to help with that.
Yeah, I think she's just going to, like, work through that.
It's
with
a very
rage.
Negative attitude.
I know, because I feel like she could.
I think she could. Do you know what? I think there's something still there. I think she could. There's definitely, there's heart there.
Well,
there's
she's helping all her piratey
she
refugees.
She is. Yeah, come on, let's give her a break.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'd quite like to kill her, actually.
But I love it. I absolutely
if you paid
enjoyed
me
it.
Enough, I would kill her.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of fun to play somebody who's a bit, who's damaged. Yeah, there is the best bits to kind of play. It's like people who are damaged and are walking around projecting their past trauma on people.
Yeah. But like you said, you've got that, like, you know, because when I found out I was playing this character, and you immediately think, she's that, you know, she's a gun for hire, she's this, she's a mercenary, but actually she's not, she's quite fun. She's quite, you know.
Dodds for short, babes.
Just call me Dodds. Call me Dodds and then I'll shoot you in the head.
Yeah, you know, great.
Providing you pay me, I'll do whatever. But, you know, so she's kind of ruthless, but she is still real. It's nice because they're not one-dimensional, two-dimensional. They're fully rounded and actually, you know, that's what's so great about it. You know, it's good writing. It's been fun. You're not just playing one thing. Yeah. There's lots of opportunities to, you know, to bring out the humour and also this is their day-to-day, isn't it? So actually, it's not like this big drama. I'm going to kill you. I've never killed you before.
Well, I'm starting to lose count.
Do you know what?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that scene where you were running through your zombies.
Oh, I loved that.
You've been to Nostrom so many times, just business as usual.
Here they are, smelly, half-dead people. God. Getting in my way, mucking up my shoes, you know. Yeah, that was great. That was kind of like, oh, God, not this again. You know, love it.
Of course, when you read the script before coming in, you've only really got your own voice in your head, and then you meet everyone else and you hear how they're playing it. What have you made of sort of the lovely ensemble we've had today?
They're all great.
Oh, it's great. It's been brilliant, isn't it?
Really, really great.
Yeah.
Because it really puts you in it. I mean, when I finally actually heard one of the pirates actually talking back to me, I was like, oh, so she like runs like a really rough gang.
Yeah.
Like they're like rough.
Yeah, they are rough. Yeah. No wonder you're just like occasionally killing one or two of them. Because, you know, they could do without them. I mean, they're not really helping with anything in life, are they? They're just getting in the way. They're irritating. Yeah. I know, it brings it all to life and suddenly makes your job a lot easier, doesn't it?
It really does.
You know, because like you said, back at home, you were looking through and thinking, oh, God, how should I do that? Oh, I wonder how she should sound how I would respond to that. And then a few things which actually didn't make sense to me. And then we read them and I was like, okay, now I know why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Or why I'm repeating that line.
Yeah.
Because I actually can see them now, you know, whereas I couldn't before.
Yeah,
it all comes to life.
And of course, Sir Derek.
Oh, lovely.
So sweet.
He's lovely to wave at through the glass.
So sweet.
He's looking away. He's gorgeous.
And as the master, or rather doctor, announces at the end of this particular episode, everyone's thought he was the master, but actually he's the doctor in the master's body.
Yeah.
Did you see that twist coming? I mean, in the script, it's flagged up throughout.
I
really wanted to, but like you said, I mean, it is in my script. It does say
Jacoby doctor.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, yeah, so that's going to be the twist, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it was really satisfying. It was really, really satisfying.
Yeah, it is. It's really, it is. It's really good. It's so confusing, actually. I know what's happening and I'm still totally confused by it.
That's fine. As far as you're concerned, he's the master.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's the best way for me to just be. Just think one thing. Yeah. Otherwise, it gets,
only play one thing at a time.
Too confusing for Sandra. No.
And then part three fills in all the gaps about how we came to be here.
Yeah.
As we move on to that, now would be an opportune point, I think, to wrap this conversation to a close.
Okay, then.
Just around lunchtime, you know, for the listeners know.
Yes, that's, okay.
Yeah, everyone's going, yeah, we'll
Yeah, because
we'll
we're getting
there.
A bit tummy rumbly. Yeah. We don't want that. No, spoil the takes. Yeah.
But thank you both for a lovely morning. And thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott.